with the Environment in Focus. I'm Tom Pelton. Last week, Pope Francis released a landmark document that outlined the Catholic Church's official position on climate change. The papal encyclical made it clear to the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics, including at least three Republican climate change deniers running for president, that reducing greenhouse gas pollution is a moral necessity, not just a political or economic issue. The poor, especially in Africa, suffer disproportionately from droughts, heat waves, flooding, and famine caused by global warming. And the Pope wrote that the scientific evidence is clear. This warming is being driven by a culture of consumption in rich nations, including the United States. In the Pope's words, quote, "We have come to see ourselves as the Earth's lords and masters, entitled to plunder her at will. The violence present in our hearts, wounded by sin, is also reflected in the symptoms of sickness evident in the soil, in the water, in the air, and in all forms of life," unquote. The implication is that denying the science or doing nothing is not just wrong, it's a deadly sin. And the Pope went beyond just the issue of climate change. He pointed to a wave of environmental problems being caused by overconsumption, including deforestation, water shortages, and mass extinctions of animals and plants. The Pope's calls for restraint on runaway capitalism provoked some anger among Republicans. Here's Fox News pundit Greg Gutfeld.
"The most dangerous person on the planet is somebody who's seeking strange new respect from their adversaries. And that is what the Pope is doing. He doesn't want to be your grandfather's Pope. He wants to be a modern Pope. All he needs is dreadlocks and a dog with a bandana, and he could be on Occupy Wall Street."
Environmentalists praised the Pope's leadership and saw a potentially game-changing moment in the climate debate. Bill Dinges, a professor of theology at Catholic University, said religion can penetrate where science cannot in terms of influencing the voting public.
"Scientific facts move minds, or at least some minds. They don't necessarily move hearts or legs. And my sense is that by the Holy Father connecting the moral dots with these issues, this moral exhortation is capable of moving hearts and legs in a way that just, you know, pure data in and of itself doesn't necessarily do. So in that sense, that I'm certainly hopeful that this will lead to a kind of ecological conversion."
In some ways, the language that Pope Francis uses in his letter is radical. The Pope writes that animals and plants are not natural resources for people to use and abuse, but rather deserve to be treated as if they are each a reflection of God's infinite wisdom and goodness. Quote, "The ultimate purpose of other creatures is not to be found in us," unquote. Father Jacek Orzechowski is the pastor of St. Camilla's Church in Silver Spring, Maryland. He said he plans to use the Pope's letter in his upcoming homilies, letting his parish know that by making the earth a healthy place to live, we are being generous to other people.
Holy Father kind of challenges people in this encyclical to realize and to embrace the dignity of every human person, and also the responsibility for our common home. So what is at stake right now is kind of the future of kind of life on this planet.
The Pope's entry into the climate change debate sparked some controversy, but there is nothing controversial about the essence of what he is saying. Don't trash your home. Be considerate of the common good. This message should inspire anger in no one with faith. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find.